about it snowballing. Is that your mindset as well? Does that make sense?
Yeah, we just keep doing what we've been doing for the last 2 years. Turn the page, move on to the next day. Just don't look too far into anything. We know that we can play good baseball, and when you're playing good baseball, you win games. So that's where we're at.
Does it make you appreciate how good it has been? Like the idea that, I mean, you went forever without getting swept. There are no 8-9 game losing streaks in this last couple of years. It's kind of like, huh, it really has been an impressive run.
Yeah, I mean, those are runs that you don't really go on, but there's plenty of teams that have won World Series that they get swept during the year. It's just, you go through those things, you run into a team that's hot, or you get some bad breaks, or you just don't play well for a weekend or a couple days. It's 162 games. We're playing for months and months and months. At the end of the day, it's 3 or 4 days. So you just continue to do what we've been doing for the last 2 years. We're still in a really good spot. So just keep playing the way we know how to play.
How are you feeling physically? Are you feel like you're all the way back from, you know, a couple of various different things throughout the year?
Yeah, I feel good right now. My body's right. My mind's right. My swing is right. So just stay right there.
Austin, as a guy that's been around and a leader on this club, do you look around when you're going through these things and say, is there anything I can do to pick somebody up?
I don't really look around, and I don't see anybody pressing. I don't see that the team morale is down. I don't see any of that. I don't see, like, there's any red flags right now. This team's still in a really good place. It's still a good energy in the dugout, in the clubhouse. There's no need to hit a panic button and change everything right now. Just keep being ourselves and play the game that we know how to play.
You've had some pretty good throws in the outfield, gunning the guys down. How about what Anthony did last night?
He's had two of those throws the last couple weeks. His arm looks really good this year. He just took his time, came out of the hand good. Mac put a great tag on him. That's a fun play to see from the dugout.
You know, going back to the what's going on right now, you think sometimes from an outside perspective, there's too much attention and focus put on, like, little hiccups like this four-game losing streak? Not from your side, but from the outside perspective.
Yeah, we've had a really good run. We went a long time without being swept. It's just, it happens. Like, it's baseball. It happens. It's a long season. We play 162 games. Sometimes you lose 3 or 4 games in a row, and then you win 5 or 6 or 11 in a row. So it all evens out. It's the same with a line out, and then you get a bloop single. You know, just wait for things to turn around. As long as you're handling your business the right way, you're preparing the right way, guys aren't taking their foot off the gas, there's no areas where I feel like we need to change anything. We just continue to be ourselves.
Being a veteran that's seen both sides, a team was really wasn't that good to a team that's 101, does that help you get better perspective of things like that, though, seeing both sides of it?
I've been in a losing clubhouse, and I've been in a winning clubhouse, and I've seen the culture that comes from a team that loses a lot of games, and I don't see any of those bad habits or any of those red flags or tendencies that I saw when we were losing 100 games or we were losing 15 games in a row. I don't see any of that in this clubhouse. There's winners in here, and we're doing everything that we should be doing, and we're handling our business the right way, and we're going to continue to win games.
Thanks, Austin.
Yeah, you're welcome.